Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay, profhearingcare.com, by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan, with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com, by Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. HuntworthGear.com, and also by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. HuntingBeastGear.com. Yes, I am Dan Small. I may not sound like him, but I feel better than I sound, but that doesn't affect what you are listening to. I picked up something on my long trip east, and I'll just tough through it and hope things get better in the next couple days. Well, today, bow hunting for mule deer, bass fishing on the Tennessee River, and September fun at the Range of Richfield. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there.
If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm, voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupie.com. By the way, all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. And as you may already understand, Dan's a little under the weather. At least, Dan, you sound like it. So I'm glad I'm here for you this week.
Yeah, you certainly are. And that lovely voice, folks, is Jeff Kelm, joining us from his home in Wisconsin Rapids. He spent a few days camping and fishing with his son, Robert, and I hope he'll tell us about it.
Yeah, back from camping. Turtle Flambeau Flowage is our annual trip. This time we did it in August. Last year we did it in, I think, the very end of September. My son Robert kind of picks and chooses when he wants to go, and I make it work for the best I possibly can. And this time we went up on Tuesday. We were going to go over on a Monday, but rain showers and things like that kind of just stopped us, so we shifted our trip a little bit and went up on a Tuesday. We had beautiful weather for the trip. That was really, you know, besides the time with my son, that was certainly the best part. Fishing was fair to poor, I would really honestly say. It was not a great fishing trip for us. Not only did we not catch a whole lot of fish, at one point, I pulled up the trolling motor, and as it went to go stow, the nose cone of the trolling motor popped off and was hanging there by wires. So, it definitely affected the trip, because we were hopping spot to spot to spot, because there's really, you pick off one fish and then you could sit there, you could sit there for an hour plus. We tried, and not catch another fish. So it was a lot of spot hopping, and that makes it far more challenging with dropping an anchor, letting out line, trying to get that one spot. Cause, a lot of what you see on the flowage is, around, a collection of boulders, or gravel, stumps, things like that. And so it's a spot on the spot type fishing, and you want to be able to get to that cast. You want to be able to get to that spot, and, made it far more challenging with the anchor, but we did stave an extra day after that, and we did our best. Really, we had a good time. Robert wants to go in the fall next year. He wants to go hunt red squirrels. Oh man, we came back from camp after the first few hours of fishing on day one, and they had already gotten into some of our stuff, and so they're just a nuisance out on those islands, and they swim, Dan. They swim.
Oh yeah.
And so they've swum.
Well, you've seen Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. And they swim to those islands, and then they just wreak havoc because they really don't have a whole lot of natural predators, bothering them on the islands, And then we could tell just by the reaction of the squirrels that when you start opening up like a chip bag, they would come. And so people have been feeding them. It's very clear. Mm. And so Robert's looking forward to next year. You know, let's go out there and try to take care of some, I guess. And maybe it'll be a little less of a nuisance next time.
Very good. Well, as I mentioned, I was in Chattanooga for the annual Outdoor Writers Association of America conference. I attended several seminars on things like AI, marketing, writing for different publications, recruiting new outdoors enthusiasts, conservation issues, including federal threats to public land. It was a busy working conference. I won 2 writing awards, nothing for radio or TV, but I only entered 5 things, so 40% is not bad.
Yeah.
And I got to present the Lifetime Achievement Award to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Outdoors editor Paul Smith. It was well-deserved, and Paul was honored to receive it. And after the conference, I fished Nickajack Lake below the Chickamauga Dam on the Tennessee River for catfish with Captain Aaron Massey and Andrew Sharp, Emily McGriff, and Lan Tawney. And we've had Lan on the show before. We boated close to 200 pounds of blues and channel cats in 4 hours. Nonstop action. Unbelievable. Chicken breast and cut up bluegills and crappies for bait. And I caught them up to 30 pounds in open water. And then we fished under barges with heavier tackle. And Emily and Land caught 2 that were right around 50 pounds. His was 46 and she had a 52 pounder. So unbelievable action. A lot of fun. Then I drove to North Carolina. I spent a couple days with my brother Mike and his wife, and I think that's where I picked up this cold that I got now. We fished for trout on a river on the Cherokee Indian Reservation. I can't pronounce the name of the river. I'm not hiding it, but it's got a lot of O's and K's and E's in it, and so, you know, Okefenokee kind of thing. We fished with Savannah Pettit, a young gal of River's Edge Outfitters in Cherokee. She had a clicker. We caught 20, we bowed or netted 22 rainbow trout and missed probably half again as many. It was a great trip. And then a 2-day drive home and, you know, here I am. So, well, Jeff, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up, wildlife biologist J.C. Chamberlain reports on his Utah bow hunt for elk and mule deer. Dan will talk to Captain Ben Hayes and Reen Waterman about bass fishing on the Chickamauga Lake, and then Jim Babiosh tells us what's happening at the Ranger Richfield here in September. We'll be back with more Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these 2 game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkaline and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The Range of Richfield is your ultimate shooting experience. They're located on Helson Drive, just north of the Richfield Cabela's store, where Highways 41 and 45 split, and you can find them online at therangewi.com. Joining me once again for our monthly chat about what's happening at the range is Range of Richfield President Jim Bobiesch. Jim, welcome back to Outdoors Radio. Thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. I hope things are well with you and your family.
Yes.
Enjoying this kind of nice weather right now. The hot and rainy stuff is over, I guess.
Well, I hope so. We're in a spell of late summer, early fall. That's good.
I agree.
Well, how was August, speaking of summer?
August was pretty good. It was National Shooting Sports Month, and we held several different events that were received very well by everyone. We have several new gun owners, and they took advantage of all the different events that we had scheduled. Every month, folks tend to look forward to this, and we look forward to it, and I think it's a great way to help spread the information about our industry.
Okay. Early fall is back to school for kids. How about your classes? Are they coming back now?
Oh, yeah. We've officially started our fall classes, which always gains a lot of high interest. This includes our expanded class schedule, which will now offer some really awesome topics. And I can give you a few of them just to listen to what we got going.
Sure.
Our next Wisconsin concealed carry class is Sunday, September 21st. It's always popular. I think the last time we had only 31 people in the class, which is great. Our first shots class has been a huge success. And the next one we're having is September 10th. And this is a great way to get introduced to the shooting sports. If you're interested and you're not sure, this is a very inexpensive way to taste what it's like and not make a huge commitment. Then our real popular NRA basic pistol course. This is a classroom and live fire course for folks who want to learn the basics of pistol shooting. And this is a two-day class, and it's going to be October 4th and October 5th. I'm getting that out early just because it becomes so popular. So if you're interested, call and we can talk about it or just sign up. You'll enjoy it, I promise you.
Well, good. And I would imagine October is going to be a busy month, too.
It is, and we've got a lot more stuff scheduled for October, so be sure to check out our website and Facebook, so stay in touch.
Okay. How about your leagues?
Okay, our Ladies Night Pistol League starts on September 18th, which is a Thursday, and it runs from 6 until 7, and it runs each Thursday for 8 weeks. Sign up and be part of the fun. Liz takes care of this for us, and she does a marvelous job planning everything else. The ladies and girls love it, so if you have an interest, it's a great thing to be involved in. Our 12-week Bullseye Pistol League will start September 16th. All right, you will have two times to shoot every Tuesday and every Thursday. So twice a week, you can come in either on Tuesday from 1 until 7:30 or on Thursday from 5 until 7:30. There's also two divisions, center fire and a room fire.
And is that something we have to sign up for, or can we just show up?
You can just show up. It's best we have a sign-up sheet, and last year we had, I think we had like 80 shooters. Wow. So it's becoming more, yeah, becoming more and more popular. It's great.
Yeah, good. Well, and you always have specials. What do you got on the docket for September?
Well, we've extended our $10 Wednesdays, and that's all lanes, standard and premium for $10, and our free rental Thursdays through the end of September. Rent a lane, get a free gun rental that includes eyes, ears, and a target. And don't forget, we still have our $15 Fridays, all lanes for only $15. So we're going to continue this through the end of this month. I got to tell you that the Wednesdays and Thursdays have been really successful. People love to come in and shoot for 10 bucks, and we've had a lot of people trying different rentals. So both of those, we may even continue that after September. We're going to wait and see how things go.
Okay, good.
Grandparents Day is September 7th, and all grandparents shoot free and get a free target. So come on in and shoot for your grandkids if you like. Show them what this is all about.
Great. All right.
And in honor of Patriots Day, all first responders, police, fire, military, and EMTs are invited to enjoy 1 hour of free shooting on Thursday, September 11th. Now, we will require an ID. This is our way of saying thanks for your service. So, you know, if you fall into that category, come on in, let me shake your hands and have some fun shooting.
Very good.
Also, starting the 1st of September, we will be highlighting National Suicide Prevention Month. In honor of this event, we will be continuing to offer 10% off all Liberty pistol vaults through September 30th for the whole month, okay? Please keep your firearms in a safe location. Under your bed or your closet is not the answer. If you have questions, we can help.
And you have safes.
Oh, we have safes, yes. We have about 50 brand new Liberty safes on our showroom floor and in our warehouse. Now is a great time to get that safe that you've been looking for. Please stop in or give me a call here at the range. I know it's a little early to start your holiday shopping, but I'm afraid this year, you know, maybe a little different. Never know what's going on. I want to sell safes. So come on in, take a look at what you like, and make me an offer. I'm in a mood to sell.
All right. Now, how about your hours? Do they change now in fall?
Yes, starting on September 9th, we'll go back to our winter hours, which is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays from 10 until 8 o'clock. The summer hours, it's usually slow in the evenings. That's why we did it that way. But now it's starting to ramp up again, so we will be here. So come on in and shoot.
And are you still open on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, though?
Oh, yeah. Those haven't changed. Friday, we're open from 10 until 5. Saturday, we're open from 10 until 5. Sunday, we're open from 11 to 4.
Okay.
Hey, please check out our website and Facebook for other specials that we'll be running. Sometimes I can't get them all in on this particular conversation, but they will be posted, and take advantage of it or call us. You know, we'd love to chat with you.
And there's always something going on at the range every month. And if you want to talk to Jim, and maybe you're not in the market for a gun, you just want to talk about guns, you're always there, right?
Oh, yeah. We have some really talented people here that know what's going on here and in the marketplace. And, you know, they just love to talk. This is their passion. You know, they really love guns, and we're blessed to have those folks here.
All right. Well, Jim, thanks as always for that report. I hope a lot of listeners will come and take advantage of your specials and your leagues and your classes. And we'll talk to you again in a month.
I will look forward to it, Dan. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Jim Bobiash, folks, is the president of the Range of Richfield. They are located on Helson Drive. That's just north of the Richfield Cabela's store. And that's where Highways 41 and 45 divide. And you can find them on the web at therangewi.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for another Madison Outdoors Report brought to you by Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on Highway 14 just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. And you can also find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. Well, joining us now is our traveling wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert, J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us, and welcome back.
Yeah, as always, it's quite a pleasure.
Well, it is exciting to talk to you because you are one of the first successful hunters probably the first successful Wisconsin bow hunter this year. You just got back from Utah. Tell us about your hunt.
It was quite a drive to get out there and back, but other than that, it actually went very, very well. Ended up being a very quick hunt, which was very unexpected, but lucky enough to spot a deer Friday night before the season opened. And my buddy out there, he's like, I know right where that deer is going to come through in the morning, and you're going to get a crack at him. And he was spot on. I ended up leaving camp about probably 3:30 in the morning that Saturday morning to get in position, and was there right around an hour or so before daylight, and ended up harvesting the deer. Would have been about 8:25-ish opening morning. It was quite an eventful few hours and kind of bittersweet because it was very short, but was a lot of fun.
Okay, now this was a mule deer hunt, right?
Yeah, I actually had a mule deer tag and also an elk tag. And if we hadn't found anything by opening morning, we were going to hunt elk. And being that we found this deer on Friday evening, obviously I elected to go after him. And the way it actually happened, these deer, they kind of feed out on this big top and they kind of filter back through and they kind of bed in the same place. And he's hunted here for close to 40 years. And so there's a bench they tend to walk down when they're in that general area. And he just dropped a pin on the map and said, that's where you need to be. And I had to move around just a little bit to get in place, but I actually saw, I called him the buddy, the 2x3 that was with the deer that I killed. I see him first, and so I kind of knew they were in the area, and I moved around to get in a little bit better position so I could see that bench better. And luckily, they kind of walked off the knoll that was in front of me, and they hit that bench and turned and walked right up to me. You know, all the practicing, all the preparation to shoot, you know, a little longer if I had to, and I ended up shooting him at about 10 yards.
Oh, boy. And it's a beautiful deer. It's in velvet. Now, that's unusual for us. You know, when our season opens in 2 weeks, there aren't going to be many deer still in velvet, are there?
Probably not. Guys are seeing deer that are stripped already within the last 3-4 days, which isn't uncommon. But typically that first week of September or around the end of the first week of September is when it seems like most of the deer are clean by then. You know, around here, we don't get that opportunity very often. And I've been lucky enough. I've actually shot a access deer a few years ago and that was in velvet. Yeah, taking care of the velvet, that's a whole different ballgame, especially when you're out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so what did you do?
Got them all cleaned up and packed out, hung it in the shade, and actually had turned the rack upside down in the shade, and then ended up putting it on ice and dry ice to try to get it to freeze as much as we possibly could, and then get it back here and in the freezer as quick as possible.
Okay, are you going to have him mounted in velvet?
That's my plan. You know, hopefully everything that we did actually preserve the velvet, and I can use the natural. If not, they do have the option of putting a fake velvet on it as well, if it's not savable.
Kind of a moleskin patch or something, huh?
Yep. A buddy of mine, one of the young guys that used to work with us here, he shot one here a couple years ago, and the deer was like just right on the verge of rubbing. I mean, he dried down all the way pretty much, and on the pack out, he actually had damaged quite a bit of the velvet. So he ended up getting it redone with, you know, what you would call a fake velvet, and it looks very, very good.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is a big deer. How many points did he have?
It would be what they would consider a 4x4 out west.
Uh-huh.
So you only count what's above the ears. 4x4 with brow tines. So he ended up having basically 10, by the way we would count it.
Yeah.
The brows are a little different. On the backside of each brow, it's very, very nubby. I mean, nothing that would score. Pretty neat that he's got some character there. You know, talking with the guys out there, he probably still had about a week to possibly 2 weeks of growing left.
Okay. Any idea how old he might be?
We figure he's a four-year-old. He's got quite a bit of mass, actually, for a mule deer. A lot of times they tend to be a little bit thinner than a whitetail in some cases. And in this one, his mass is probably his most impressive trait, actually.
Uh-huh. Now, you said he was with a buddy and they were on a knoll. What's the terrain like there?
So we were up just shy of 11,000 feet, around 10.8, somewhere in there. We're way up there. We do have some short pine and stuff that are around, but this particular area, very open grass and then mixed in with a lot of the rock slides or shale. I mean, once you're up there, it's not like extreme as far as territory goes, but it is very rolling and there are some pretty steep valleys as well.
And you had to know, because your buddy did some scouting, you had to know where they were going to come through. Otherwise, you might have been off 50, 60 yards out of luck, I suppose.
Yeah, and like actually the first place that I set up, obviously never having been in there.
In the dark, besides?
Yep. I kind of got in the spot where I had seen some deer come down through the day before. When I set up there, as it broke day, and I sat there for about 20 minutes, half hour, and I'm like, you know, I'm not quite in the right spot. I was probably about 30 yards off the crest of the hill, and I just felt like I couldn't see where, you know, I thought those deer were actually going to go through. So I ended up backing up a couple times, actually, and kind of working my way a little bit more north to get, you know, around where I could see that bench a lot better. You know, it worked out to my advantage, thankfully, but, you know, had I set where I originally stopped and kind of set up to ambush them, they would have walked right on by and I probably would have never seen them.
Wow. Okay. And you're on the ground?
Yeah, everything's on the ground there. For the most part, there's not enough trees to really get up in. There's a few areas when you get down a little lower that you could, you know, be in a tree stand or a saddle or something, but, you know, up that high, there's, you know, very little, like, big vegetation.
Now, are they feeding up high and then they move down lower to bed? What's the situation there?
Yeah, basically, they're just finding cover. In this particular spot, there's virtually no cover up around where they would feed. It's very, very open. So they tend to work off on that and then get down into some of the thicker stuff that is around. So they have some cover and some shade throughout the day. Because it's still, I mean, even though you're at 11,000 feet, you know, the sun, if it's hitting them, we were thinking the 70s for temperature. That sun can get pretty hot yet.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you must be stoked now for our season, which opens now in 2 weeks.
I am. I'm super excited to be able to get that under my belt. And, you know, hopefully we can continue the roll of the train here and find a good one to hunt. We've been seeing some good ones, and guys have reported seeing, I wouldn't say like any mega giants yet, but definitely a lot of good deer in that 3 to 5 years old. Pretty nice to hear.
Yeah. Well, what should we be doing now with only 2 weeks to go?
Now, in my case even, I'm still putting out a few cameras here and there, just trying to get an inventory of what's around and where they're using the different fields or food sources. Water holes, granted we've had quite a bit of water here yet, but typically, you know, that'll shift here pretty soon. So I would say even water holes are gonna pick up. And then, you know, the beans are gonna be turning here very quick, so probably gonna be starting to look at alfalfa, apples, or fruit if you have that around. With those beans turning, typically the leaves start falling or they start turning color a little bit and the deer just vacate them.
Yeah, they don't eat that stuff when it's brown, do they?
They don't typically.
Okay. Let's say I find something wrong with my bow or I haven't taken it out of the case yet. Is there still time to get it tuned?
There's still time to get it fixed. Definitely if you want to use it opening weekend, we're getting, you know, into crunch time there, so the sooner the better. And even regardless, honestly, the sooner the better. But there's still plenty of time to get things done, you know, whether it's new arrows made up or getting string cable changed. Especially crossbows, you know, if you're shooting a newer high output crossbow, you know, like a Raven, some of the 10 points, that would be something if you haven't done string and cables on them in 2 years, definitely would want to get those in to get them done. Typically 2 years is about the end for a lot of those. That third year can be very expensive if you don't get it maintained.
Ah, okay. And you had a special on Cuddyback trail cameras. Is that still going?
Yeah, the special for those is still going. Two cameras and a home cell unit normally would be $399. It's at $299. That actually will run through the end of September.
All right. And I don't imagine you're open on Labor Day.
We will be closed on Labor Day. One day this time of year that we get to get out and play a little bit.
Well, Jeremy, thanks so much. Congratulations on such a fine deer and a great hunt. We will talk to you again, gosh, just before opening weekend. So it'll air on opening weekend, but we'll catch up with you sometime that week.
Yeah, sounds good. Look forward to it, and thanks again.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was J.C. Chamberlain, successful bow hunter already with a beautiful mule deer from Utah. And he is with Pappas Trading Post. They are Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer, located on Highway 14 west of Arena and on the web at PappasTradingPost.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Are you ready to wake up the deep bite? Meet the Gold Miner 30 from Rapala, your new secret weapon for trolling the depths to wake up your next trophy catch. This hard-running bait dives fast to 30 feet with a wide-tail swing and a loud rattle, built to fire up big walleye, lake trout, northern pike, muskie, and more. Whether you're working the breaks on Lake of the Woods or chasing giants on Mille Lacs, the Gold Miner 30 tracks true at any speed and comes in 20 proven colors. Find yours now at Rapala.com or your favorite fishing retailer.
Let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot Breakwater Falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for a...
Ooh, a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
I'm out today on Chickamauga Lake, which is an impoundment on the Tennessee River near Chattanooga, and I'm out with Captain Ben Hayes, who is a guide with Scenic City Fishing Charters, and Reen Waterman, who actually lives in Chattanooga. And Reen, this is my first time fishing this lake, and you haven't fished it much
either. It's my first time, too.
Yeah.
And it pays to go with a guy who knows what he's doing.
Absolutely. Now, Ben took us all over the, well, probably only a part of the lake, because this is, what, 36,000 acres, you were saying?
36,000 acres, yeah. Yes.
We got into some bass, and we caught what Ben calls the Grand Slam, and that is...
Tennessee River Grand Slam, yes.
Largemouth, smallmouth,
spotted bass.
Spotted bass.
And meanmouth.
And a meanmouth. And what is a meanmouth for people who never...
A meanmouth is a natural hybrid of a smallmouth and spotted bass. So they have traits of each. And real interesting fish.
Yeah, we caught two of those, mm-hmm. I think.
Yes, we did.
And
yeah.
and a couple of largemouths and spots. And, well, what did you think of the fishing, Reen?
I didn't realize how big the lake was. With this bass boat going 35 miles an hour, we went up and down, cross of it. And that's what the cool thing is. If the fish isn't good here, it's good somewhere else. And our guide knows, you know, where the structure is and what the fish are doing and why likely. So it's sort of like a biology lesson too.
It really was. And Ben, this is mid-August. It's really not the best time in my book to go bass fishing. What was the temperature? You said it was in the mid-80s?
It was 86 degrees. It's rising again. We'd actually had a little bit of cooler weather and some rain. Brought the temps down to the low 80s, but we're back in the 90-some degree range, typical of East Tennessee in August. And it's pushing back up. And probably before this warm spell gets over, we'll have temperatures in the lake at 90 degrees again. So
now this, we were talking air temperature here, but the lake water is quite warm too.
Lake water is quite warm.
Had to be in the 80s, I think.
Yes, 86 today, as a matter of fact, it climbed to. So,
wow.
And that's even a couple of feet under the surface where the sensors pick it up on the boat. Yeah, surface temp's probably a little bit higher than that.
Now, what are the bass typically doing this time of year?
We're moving now actually into a early fall movement. We have seen the fish out on ledges, the old river ledges. When you got an impoundment like this, I understand most of your lakes up where you are natural lakes and glacier-made lakes, things like that. So they're more like a dish bowl. Here, you got an impoundment that was dammed up. So you've got all kinds of edges of the old river, edges of old creek channels, drop-offs, what we call river ledges. And that's kind of the key to summertime fishing. But we're right in the beginning of a transition where these fish begin to move, even in hot water, begin to move shallower in search of better oxygenated water. That's where the bait's going, so that's where the fish are going. They're a little bit more scattered out now than they were even 2 to 3 weeks ago when they were grouped up on river ledges. It's that time of year.
It is. Transitions. That's a guide's term for you should have been here yesterday or next week, I think.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Ben had us throwing jigs and plastics, and I've done some of that. You had a Ned rig on for a while.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Trying to get the bait off bottom. It's just above the weed line.
And you had a number of hits on that.
I had some great hits that they just weren't closing. They visited.
Yeah. Visited and not closing, well, yeah.
They were kissing the bait, but they didn't like that date.
Tell us the types of places we fished. I think the first place you took us to had eelgrass,
yes,
I think,
that
was
sure
the point. Yeah.
It was actually an old pond that was here pre-impoundment back in late 1930s. There was a number of old farms that were inundated, and this was a pond that was inundated. And around the edge of that old pond where the old bank used to be, we have eelgrass growing a little bit now. So that's what we were targeting. Unfortunately, we broke off a fish because I let the line get twisted and got a little weak, and I didn't realize it. And then we fished some other grass areas as well and ended up finding a few fish in the grass and then moved on up and found them on some of the ledges and drop-offs where they'd actually seemed to leave a week or so ago, and they were back on a couple of them today.
Now, you had us fishing with two jig heads that I had not seen before. Tell us about those.
Real popular one here. It's one of my favorites. I was fishing a shaky head jig paired with a straight tail, whatever you want to use, a zoom worm, a Berkeley worm, any kind of straight tail worm works really well with them. I go sometime in the early part of the year, I'll throw them with a 5-inch worm, a 6-inch worm. In the summertime, as we get on out, I'll throw them with a 7 to 10-inch worm in warm water. Very effective, stands the bait up off the bottom, which I really like. I like that worm when it stops, when I let it rest for that tail to come up off the bottom. Seems to trigger bites sometime that you don't get otherwise. Just the way that the bait is made, it's usually flattened off on the head of the bait, And with the screw lock, the way it positions the worm when you Texas rig the point, when it hits the bottom and causes the bait to stand up as opposed to lay down flat. A bass instinctively is defensive on things that move in their territory, especially during the spawning period. And when something comes into their bed, a bluegill, a salamander, and goes nose down into their bed, they instinctively know that bed's being attacked and the eggs are being eaten. I don't think that instinct leaves them just because they move off the beds. I think it stays with them.
It's ingrained.
So even it's ingrained in them. It's what God put there. Summertime out offshore, when they see a bait that stands up off the bottom, they're instinctive to go over there and examine it at least and probably get rid of it. So,
speaking of bait, we're using some great bait based by Zorro. Is that
the one I use is by Zorro Bait Company in Cookeville, Tennessee. Makes an excellent shaky head. I like it because it's tapered a little at the front as opposed to being a ball head or football head jig. So it comes through weed growth really well. And it also comes through rocks fairly well too, and logs or timber as well. So it's a good all round jig head for that technique. And I use it probably 75% of the time I'm throwing one.
So. Well, lest the listeners think this is only bass, what other fish are in the lake?
Oh, we have the species here almost too numerous to name. We've got four different types of catfish. We've got crappie. We've got probably six, seven different species of sunfish, two species of gar. We've got paddlefish. We've got sturgeon, white bass, striped bass, yellow bass, walleyes, sauger. So we've got lots. And
you got
lots
walleyes here and you didn't tell me that? I came from Wisconsin. What are they doing in this 80 degree water?
They are probably hiding out in 50 feet of water. But generally, our guides that guide for them do very well in the fall and the winter. They troll for them a lot here. And mostly in the upriver stretches up toward Watts Bar Dam, that current up there seems to hold them really well there. Yes, but we have a pretty decent walleye population here.
Might have to come back.
Yes.
If people want to come here and visit for the history, for the barbecue and fishing, how do they reach you?
You can reach us online at sceniccityfishing.com, and it gives you a phone number. You can contact us directly. We've got eight different guides for all different types of fish. If it's here, we've got a guide that'll probably take you to it.
All right, tell us about your boat. We covered a lot of water, as Reen was saying, and it's a bass boat. Tell us about it.
It's basically a tournament rig, Triton TR20X, with a 250 Pro XS Mercury outboard. Gets around pretty quickly. I don't run it that fast when I've got clients in the boat. It's rigged with everything we need to go and catch bass, and can comfortably fish three. We even fish four out of it at times, but comfortably fish three out of it. Does a really good job.
It certainly does. We had a lot of room to fish, and we're comfortable and didn't get in each other's way. No hooks in the ear. That's always a key, I guess, if you're a guide.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Try to stay away from those.
Reen, you were telling us about your saltwater fishing. You spent a lot of time in Maryland.
Yep. Grew up in Maryland's Eastern Shore fishing in Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Bay, catching rockfish, bluefish, flounder, croaker, all the saltwater species. And it's a fisherman's playground as well.
Maybe we'll have a conference there sometime. I'm here, folks, and you probably know this if you've been listening to the show, for a conference of the Outdoor Writers Association of America. We get together somewhere every year, and this year it's Chattanooga, our second time in Chattanooga now in 30 years, and maybe I'll come back just on my own sometime.
That would be great. You have a lot of neat fishing opportunities here. Really do. Tennessee River is a pretty amazing place.
It certainly
for
is.
Those who don't want to get in the water, we have an amazing aquarium. We also have a Medal of Honor Museum downtown. There's a lot of things. If you don't want to go fishing or the spouse wants to fish, there's a lot of things to do. It's a very growing city.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for taking me and Reen out today. And Reen, it was a pleasure meeting you and good to fish with you. And good luck for the rest of the season.
Same here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're quite welcome, folks. That was Captain Ben Hayes and Reen Waterman. Here on Lake Chickamauga in Tennessee, I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
A Blaine's Farm and Fleet original story.
Why is everyone coming on their riding mowers and UTVs?
I figured all the neighbors could use a break from yard work, so I invited them for
a ride-on lawnmower movie?
Or, as I like to say, a movie.
For beautiful lawns, backyard parties, and everything in between, we've got the values you need to do things your way. Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner boats and Mercury outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. Cedar Lake Sales has a clearance sale going on now on 2025 model boats and pontoons. They've got some real bargains, including Boat of the Week. You got to check that out. Look for it on their homepage. Cedar Lake Sales storage reservations are now open as well. They are filling up. You want to get a spot, get in there and get a hold of them as soon as possible. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, and now Green Bay, profhearingcare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. Huntworthgear.com. We're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. HuntingBeastGear.com. And Dan and I used to be on a TV show. I don't know if you know that, but it's called Outdoor Wisconsin. Dan was on there far more often than I was. Every episode, in fact. You can check out Outdoor Wisconsin if it's not already airing where you are at. MilwaukeePBS.org. And Dan's Deer Hunt Wisconsin show, he is gearing up to get ready to go out and do that for 2025. But past year's shows are online at Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV on YouTube. If you missed anything on today's radio show, you can download it and check out the full show online at lake-link.com. Go to Outdoors Radio there, or outdoornews.com/podcast and download it there. Dan's on social media at Dance Wall Outdoors. I'm there at Hardwater Jeff. And that will do it for this week's show. It is Labor Day weekend. Please be respectful out there. More importantly, be safe out there so that you can join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
I'll be trolling home to you when my wrist gets a little chilly on the gunwale, when my lazy ike is just too lazy to lure
when the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.